So then they established the casino, and as you know, it is the largest grossing casino and of all the casinos in Oregon, and has provided them with an opportunity to do a lot of wonderful things for the community through their community fund, in which they give back 6% of all the proceeds, profits, to the community, sort of like if they were a private corporation, sort of like taxes. And so they do that, and then it is also primarily given them an opportunity to develop a lot of programs for their own people. They have a health clinic that any member of the tribe can use for no cost. And they're building housing for the elderly and housing for their, trying to get people to come back to the reservation. And doing lots of good programs. Any member of the tribe, child that wants to go to college can get in, they'll pay for it, et cetera, et cetera.
Their numbers are about?
4,000. Uh-huh. The and they hired us at the start of the 97 session. They hired Tom and me to help them on gaming issues. And because there were some attempts in the legislature to put them out of business, not maliciously, let's get the Indians, but people who were unalterably opposed to video poker. And the national Indian gaming laws are clear that if a state bans a certain form of gaming, it cannot be provided, even though a compact between the governor and the tribe notwithstanding, it cannot be offered in a Native American casino. And if they had a ban, and 80% of their take comes from machines, not from poker, not from blackjack, not from roulette, not from craps, not from, that's all just a little piece. 80% comes out of line games, the machines.
The slots?
The
included?
Slots, what we used to call slots.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, they're not slots because nothing drops out. John Kitzhaber does not like the sound of money dropping out of the machines.
Oh.
And so that's part of the compact, and he forbids it.
Oh, I didn't know.
And so, a lot of people complain about, why can't it run? It's not like Nevada, and you get a little piece of paper, and it tells you how many credits you have. And I said, call the governor. We'd like to be able to drop, too. But anyway. So they have a huge investment and huge stakes in not having bad things happen at the legislature. And so they hired us to work on that. At the same time, they also hired a young man who was a tribal member. Mm-hmm. And
Justin
Martin.
Martin.
And he had worked as an intern in 95 in a legislator's office, but when I was going to Western University and getting a degree in public policy, but he really didn't know anything much about the process. So we've sort of trained him and brought him along, and he does all their other work, plus working on the gaming stuff.
And the idea to promote this, the public benefit side of it, what's the origin of that?
I don't know who that was done. That compact was signed in January of 97, about a week before we came to work for him.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And a fellow by the name of Len Bergstein, who's a kind of a public relations, public policy consultant here in Oregon, used to be with Neil Goldschmidt, and he's the one that I think persuaded the tribe that this made abundant good sense. And they were the first tribe to sign a compact like that with the community, with the 6% community fund money.
Nationally?
In Oregon. Oh, okay. I don't know about national. But
so there may be a sort of a national model or something.
Well, or at least it's been a model that's been followed by other tribes in Oregon. I don't know about nationally.
Oh, uh-huh. So, yeah.
A couple of the compacts have gone that way.
Yeah.
And
So it's provided, the casino has provided a lot of money for a lot of good programs,
oh, yeah.
both within the tribe and without.
Yeah.